And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Chatfield Gophers. It's Jeff Johnson. Coach, how's it going today?
Great. It's a cold morning, but that means you're having a pretty good season if it's this cold and you're still playing.
Absolutely. Now you get to go into the warm, climate-controlled U.S. Bank Stadium after a win over Blue Earth Area. You won at Rochester Mayo. That was last Thursday. 35-6, Coach, was the final score. Obviously, a great performance from your squad, and defensively, you hold down a Blue Earth Area team that can put up some points.
Yeah, big team win again. Speed kills, and our kids were really running around on the field on Thursday night and really flying around both defensively and offensively and getting after them. Our defense played great. Stopped them on most of the game. They did convert a couple big fourth down or third and longs on some scrambles that we really had locked down pretty good. But other than that, I mean, we did what we wanted to do offensively. We gave up some yards in the passing game, but that was okay. We kept their receivers in front of us and just played an overall great game on defense. Like I said, our kids really ran to the ball and swarmed and tackled and played a great game defensively. Offensively, we got back to what we do well and we were able to open up some big running holes for our running backs and got our passing attack going too, because they had to start to look into our backfield and watch our running backs and quarterbacks, and we got them burnt deep a couple times on some great play action passes. So very, very well balanced offense on Thursday night. Went back to what we did best and spread the ball around and got a lot of touches to a lot of kids. So great team win. Awesome special teams as well. Kicking game was there. Our kickoff team and return team did well. So like I said, great team win for us Thursday night.
Yeah, you pick up the big win, like we mentioned, over Blue Earth Area, 35-6, and maybe one of the best catches that we've seen on this season. Cole Johnson had one heck of a grab there for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was an awesome catch. I'm sure everybody's seen it by now. I really thought Sam overthrew him. He was open, and I was kind of, you know, seeing the ball midair going, darn it, we had him open. And he went up and got it and came down with a great catch and landed right in the end zone too. So it was an awesome spark to give our team. Team really responded after that too and played some phenomenal football.
You're taking on a very tough Eden Valley Watkins team, Coach, in the semifinals. What do you expect to see from them?
Well, they do a lot of what we do, actually. Their offense is kind of spread out, and they can run the ball. They're quick. They've got some playmakers out on the edges that we need to be able to contain. Their quarterback is quick, shifty kid. Now he throws it pretty well and runs it pretty well. So we're going to have another great defensive performance if we're going to be in this ball game. Offensively, again, we got to do what we do best and try to maintain a balance. Continue to get some running lanes opened up. Our offensive line is playing great. They played great all year, so we're pretty confident going into the game, but you've got to do it on the field. So it's going to be a great test for us, and hopefully we get a great crowd there. Our fans travel well. It should be fun. Just like last year, we had a great crowd, so it should be a great time of year.
Yeah, always fun. You'll be up at U.S. Bank Stadium Friday, November 18th, 11:30, the kickoff against, again, Eden Valley Watkins, and we'll have the action right here on 103.1 KFIL. Coach, one thing you want to see this team improve upon here as you head into the state semifinals?
Well, you know, just maintaining focus now. It's a long season, so we got to change our practice venue, you know, go in and try to get up into RCTC and practice a little bit, get inside. Could start to get used to that inside air. It's tough to adapt to that sometimes. So we have to maintain focus all week long. There's going to be distractions. And, you know, like I said, do what we do best and play our game, and we'll see what happens.
Jeff Johnson with us, the head coach of the Chatfield Gophers. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next Friday.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next, right here on 103.1 KFIL.